感谢主，让我们又很快的来到七月一号，一半一年的一半已经过去了。
We thank the Lord that He allowed us to quickly come to the July 1st. Half of the year gone by already.
我不知道你在做什么梦。
I don't know what kind of dreams you've been having.
但是对每一个基督徒来讲，我们应该同有一个梦。
But for every Christian, we should be having the same dream.
就是我们所信的主耶稣。
And that is our Lord Jesus whom we believe in.
能够按照他的应许。
According to His own promise,
他要第二次荣耀的回来。
He will return for a second time gloriously.
很多的时候，因为我们讲主要回来，讲了两千年。
A lot of times we've been talking about His return for 2,000 years.
一直说狼来了，狼来了，狼都没有来，所以大家就不心就放下了。
It's like the boy who cried wolf, and the wolf will come.
但是你想不到的时候。
But just as you're not prepared for it,
这是主自己亲口说的，在我们想不到的时候。
And this is his, according to our Lord's own word, when you least expect it,
他就回来了。
He will come.
主一直提醒我们。
And our Lord continues to remind us
要准备
to be prepared.
那最近一系列的信息。
And so recently, the recent messages, the series of messages,
如果你还记得的话
if you still remember them,
我一直在那里讲到新约的第一本书。
I've been talking about the first book of the New Testament.
就是马太福音。
And that's the book of Matthew.
我相信。
And I believe.
主第一次来的时候神打发使徒约翰传这篇道。
And I believe that when the Lord first came into earth, God sent John the Baptist.
有一小撮的人。
To preach this message. And there is this small group.
听见了。
And they heard.
因此他们就做第一代预备主回来的第一代的人。
And so they became the first generation of people who are preparing the path for the Lord.
那照着神做事的原则，他还要第二次来的话，他还会用同样的方式来提醒最后一代，就是主要回来之前那一代，能不能够有一群人真的把他的话当作话。
And according to the same principle, how God works in preparation for the Lord's second return, there will be a group among the last generation, those people who to see whether they are truly ones who will listen to His words.
而他也先告诉我们,
and also He told us ahead of time.
在他第二次回来之前，地上会有什么样的兆头，一个一个都说给我们听的。
Before His second coming, there will be these signs.To indicate that his time is near.
那我刚刚祷告的时候
And so I was praying just now.
我提到两件事
I mentioned two things.
一个是去年12月6号川普总统做的那个伟大的宣告
And one of the first thing was the great proclamation from President Trump back in December 6.
那个宣告是正在圣经里面所说的犹太历的禧年。
And so that on that day is actually
the Jubilee
according to the Jewish calendar.
而且照着犹太的拉比告诉我们，这一个禧年是圣经第七十个禧年。
And according to the rabbis, they tell us that Jubilee was 70th Jubilee.
那也就是说五十。每一个禧年是五十年，对吧
？So every jubilee is every 50 years.
就是七个安息年之后的那一年。
So that's the seventh
sabbatical year,
and at the end of every seventh sabbatical year.
是吗？要、你是学数学的，应该最清楚。然后，这一个。这是第七十个，那就是七十乘五十，3500年。
So if you do the math, that means it's been 3,500 years.
从摩西算起。
From the time of Moses.
这神做事都有他的非常准确的时间性。
So God has this sense of precise timing to everything that He does.
然后今年的五月十四号。
And then this year in May 14th.
再碰上犹太人建国七十年。
And then we're at the 70th anniversary of establishment of the nation of Israel.
几个七十了?
So how many 70 years was that?
两个对不对?
So now we have two
第七十个禧年, 建国七十年。
So we have the 70th Jubilee and 70th anniversary of, of the Israel nation.
那还有一个七十，
and there's another 70.
就是最早的那个七十是以色列人被掳到巴比伦做奴隶，圣经说他们七十年后可以从巴比伦回到他们自己的家乡。
And that was from back, older history, back when the Israelites were enslaved by Babylonians, and God promised them that after 70 years they will be free so that they can return to their homeland.
所以70是一个回去的一个概念。
So the number 70 is a concept of returning.
所以我们深深的相信。
So we deeply, we truly believe.
神把以色列人放在这个地上，虽然人数并不多，我们中国有人口14亿人。
So even though the Israelites are few in numbers compared to the Chinese, we have 1.4 billion.
犹太人只有1200万。
There are only
twelve million
Jews.
所以跟中国来相比的话，他们只是一个零头而已，连上海都比他大。
So compared to Chinese, they're pretty much nothing in terms of population. They're not even as large as the population in Shanghai.
人常常说神为什么没有拣选中国人而拣选了犹太人。
People often ask, how come God didn't choose the Chinese and instead he chose the Jews?
你有问过这个问题吗？
Have you ever asked that question?
我曾经问过。
I asked that question before.
我的答案，神给我的答案是doesn't matter. 抽样就是只要抽一个样做一个代表而已。
And the answer I got from God was that it didn't matter. It's just a sampling. It's just a random selection.
都是亚当的子孙，但是神特意拣选亚伯拉罕的子孙作为一个全世界的标记。
And we're all descendants of Abraham, but God especially purposely chose the descendants of Abraham.
你看见他们，
And so when you see them,
他们的兴与他们的衰，
And how the rise and fall.
然后又再回来，看见神的公义，神的怜悯，神的慈爱。
And from the low valleys, how they see God's love, His justice, and His mercy.
Mercy, 还有他的信实。
And so God's mercy and His trustworthiness.
到底我们的神是怎么样一位神？你看犹太人就懂了。
So in order to know what kind of God our God truly is.Just look at the history of the Israelites.
今天神把他这个民族仍然放在地球上。
So today God continued to place His chosen people on.
他两千年四散天下，没有自己的祖国。
And they've been scattered across the globe for 2,000 years without their own country.
被世人厌弃，被世人瞧不起。
And people look down, the people of the world look down upon them. They forsaken them.
希特勒把他们杀掉600万。
Hitler killed six million of them.
所以你就知道他是叫做过街老鼠，人人喊打。
So they were like that rat that's crossing the street. Everybody wants a piece of them.
但是神仍然纪念他的百姓。
But yet God still continues.
仍然在他们身上做工。
And he continued to work.
圣经预言有一天他们全家都要得救。
And Bible prophesies that one day.The whole entire family.
他们的被神弃绝两千年。
And they've been forsaken by God for 2,000 years.
我们外邦人呢？
What about us Gentiles?
就填了那个空。
We fulfilled that gap.
所以今天我们能够成为基督徒。
So today we're able to become Christians.
是因为犹太人硬心拒绝耶稣。
It's because the Israelites have become so hard-hearted that they refuse to accept Jesus.
我们就蒙拣选。
And so we are chosen instead.
但是
But
这并不意味着
that it doesn't mean
我们就代替了犹太人没有
We replace the Israelites.
神最后的旨意是要把犹太人跟外邦人都放在一起变成一个羊群
It's God's final will to combine the Israelites and the Gentiles together into one flock.
One flock. Yeah. 有一个归一个牧人
And under guidance of one,
这是圣经的真理。
And that is the truth of the Bible.
那么今天你看到犹太人回来。
So today you see that Israel have returned.
建国七十年。
And they celebrate the 70th
anniversary. 那他们现在的梦是要，因为他们还没有信耶稣，所以他们还要建一个殿。
And because they haven't believed in Jesus yet, so their dream is to build the temple.
那我们也告诉你了。最近的就是今年从二月到现在已经有三个 temple coin 就是圣殿的银币跟金币通通发行了
And so since February of this month, February of this year, as I share with you, there have been three type of coins already minted for the temple, the three type of temple coins, the gold, the silver, the temple coins.
不是平常的上街使用的钱币，不是。
It's not a typical coin that you go and buy grocery with.
只有一个目的。
It's made for one purpose.
就跟旧约的时候是一样的，这个钱只能用在圣殿。
And it's just its purpose the same as in the Old Testament is to be only used in the temple.
那我们中文圣经翻那个钱叫做丁税。
And so in the Chinese translation, it translates to
temple tax.
And so regardless who you are, every year you are to pay this temple tax that's worth a half of shekel silver.
2000年前圣殿被烧被毁的时候，这个丁税也就没有了。
So this temple tax went away when the temple was destroyed 2,000 years ago.
请你记住,
but remember,
今年开始出现了。
Beginning from this year, the temple tax returned.
这是非常重要的一个记号。
And this is a very important sign.
我不管你信神不信神,
I don't care if you believe in
God. 我只是告诉你这本书上所说的话, 2000年讲的, 今年出现了。
But I'm telling you that the words have been prophesied in this book for, 2,000 years ago, now have become reality.
如果这么一件小事都出现了, 他的百姓又从世界各地东南西北回到, 应许之地。
So if such small detail had now become reality, and his people had returned, gathered from all across the globe back to their land,
耶稣自己说,
the Lord Jesus himself said,
天地可以废去,
the heaven and earth can go away.
我的话, 一点一话也不能废,
my word will remain.
他怎么说,
and what he said,
事情就一定要怎么成就,
and it shall be fulfilled.
哦, 所以这个是我们每一个基督徒, 一定要在认识神的话语上要有这样的一个确认确定性。
So as Christians, this is something that we need to have an absolute faith in.
好，那么我请大家打开马太福音。
So I'd like to everyone to turn to Book of Matthew.
今天我们要看的是第七章。
Chapter 7.
第七章我们要从15节念到23节。
We'll read from verse 15 to 23.
我们这样读，弟兄一节，不是英文一节，中文一节。
So we'll read English one verse and then Chinese the next.
好吗？
Is okay.
我们先就是从第七章的十五节用中文开始。
And we'll start with Chinese reading, verse 15.
你们要防备假先知。 他们到你们这里来，外面披着羊皮，里面却是残暴的狼。
And verse 16, you will know them by their fruits. Grapes are not gathered from thorns bushes, nor figs from thistles, are they?
这样，凡好树都结好果子，唯独坏树结坏果子。
A good tree cannot produce bad fruit, nor can a bad tree produce good fruit.
凡不结好果子的树，就砍下来丢在火里。So
then you will know them by their fruits.
凡称呼我主啊主啊的人，不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的，才能进去。Many
will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name cast out demons, and in your name perform many miracles?
我就明明地告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们。好，我们再跳到第二十四章。
And then we'll skip to chapter 24.
24章我们看第四节第五节。
We'll read from verse 4 to 5.
我们两个轮流。
And again, we'll alternate reading here.
24章第四节，耶稣回答说：“你们要谨慎，免得有人迷惑你们。”Verse
5, saying, "I am the Christ, and will mislead many."
跳到二十十一节。
And then we'll skip to verse 11.
且有好些假先知起来迷惑多人。
And many false prophets will arise and will mislead many.
24节。
And verse 24.
因为假基督、假先知将要起来，显大神迹、大奇事，倘若能行，连选民也就迷惑了。
Verse 24, for false Christs and false prophets will arise and will show great signs and wonders, so as to mislead, if possible, even the elect.
好，我们圣经暂时读这么多。
Hold on, reading by reading here.
刚刚这段话是耶稣的登山宝训，马太五章、六章、七章，这三章圣经。
So the passage we just read is from Jesus' Sermon on the Mount.
那我最近的一个系列呢，是讲到一个天国门徒的属灵的眼光。
So recently, my topic has been the spiritual discernment of disciple of the kingdom of heaven.
如果你记得的话，就是第六章的第22节、23节。
So if you remember from chapter 6, verse 22 to 23,
主耶稣说：“眼睛就是身上的灯，你的眼睛若嘹亮。”全身就光明，你的眼睛若昏花，全身就黑暗。你里头的光若暗了，那黑暗是何等的大呢？
The Lord Jesus said, "The lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is clear, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is the darkness?"
所以在圣经里面，你能够看见。这个眼睛是一个非常重要的官能。
So from this Bible, we can see that the eye serves a very important function.
你从约翰福音第九章，耶稣医治一个天生是瞎眼的那个瞎子。
So from John chapter 9, you can see that Lord Jesus healed a person who was born blind.
你就知道那个整个的第九章，耶稣说了一句很重要的话。
And from that entire chapter 9, Jesus said something very important.
啊，人子来。
He said, the Son of Man came
是为着审判。
In order to judge.
那他这个审判当时是什么意思？
And what did he mean by that, the judgment?
我要叫看得见的看不见，看不见的看得见。
He said he will cause those who can see turn blind, those who are blind so that they may see.
所以我常常就问大家，你看得见吗？
So that's why I often ask everyone, can you see?
小心回答。
Careful in your response.
我们都有一双又大又圆又亮的眼睛。
So we all have this pair of big and round eyes.
我们好像对这个世界五花六色非常有反应。
It seems that we have this response to everything that goes on in our world.
但是从神的眼光看我们呢？
But yet, from the perspective of God looking at us,
我们都是瞎眼。
We're all blind.
我们可以看见的是这个物质的世界。
What we can see is this physical world.
我们瞎是瞎在什么？
And we're blind to...
那个心灵的世界我们看不见。
As to the spiritual world that we cannot see.
特别是讲到神的自己，我们对神是一无所知。
Especially on the topic of God himself. On that we have absolutely no knowledge.
所以主耶稣来到这个地上。
And so that's why Lord Jesus came into this earth.
他要开瞎子的眼睛。
To open the eyes of the blind.
他对他的教会说。
And he said to his church.
你要买眼药。叫你能看见，这是启示录对老底嘉所说的话。
And you need to buy ointment so that your eyes can see. And this is what's recorded in the book of Revelation.
所以
，so
肉眼看见不是圣经所强调的重点。
Whether your physical eyes can see, that is not something the Bible emphasizes.
是里面的眼睛看见，那才是最大的重点。
It's your inner eyes.Whether that can see, and that is where the key point is at.
所以这是主耶稣刚刚我们读的六章的22节跟23节，他点出这个点来。
And so that's what Jesus said in verse 22 and 23.
好，那我们过去就一系列一路讲下来。那今天我们就来到了两种果树。
And so we continue on that path, and today we come to talk about the two types of fruit trees.
那他主耶稣要讲什么？
So what's our Lord Jesus trying to say?
他的重点是讲 先知，有真的先知，也有什么假的先知。
His emphasis is on there are two types of the true prophets and then the false prophets.
那么我们刚刚不但是读了这个第七章的这一段话，我们也让弟兄姐妹去读二十四章的主耶稣的话。
And so not only did we read the passage from chapter 7, but we also read the words from chapter 24.
二十四章是主耶稣回答门徒的问题。
So chapter 24 records the answer that Jesus said to his disciples' questions.
那门徒问，你第二次回来有什么兆头？
So the his disciples were asked, so what are some of the signs of your second
return? 所以二十四章就耶稣就答了有许多不同的兆头作为一个指标。
And so in chapter 24, Jesus responded with many different signs as a sign of his second return.
那主回来之前，当然有很多不同的事情要发生。刚刚我提的，比如说以色列回来，以色列人回到他们自己的故土，他们建国，他们将来要造一个圣殿。
And so, signs for his second coming, there are of course a lot of signs, as we just talked about, how the Israelites will return back to their home country, they'll build a temple, those kind of things.
今天我们要讲的呢，就是关于主说他要回来之前，地上要出现两个重要人物。
But today's topic is on the message where our Lord Jesus said that before his second coming, there will exist two important figures.
这两个人物呢，他们一个叫做用约翰的话叫敌基督。
And so the first one in the words of John is called Antichrist.
保罗的话叫大罪人。
And in Paul's words, is a great sinner.
但以理的话呢
？Daniel,
行毁坏可证的。
The one who does.
Abomination of desolation.
The one who does abomination and desolation.
这些都是很特别的字。
So these are very special, important words.
那我们基督徒要把它弄清楚。
And so we as Christians need to be clear on these words.
因为这一个人物是跟他的再来发生直接的关系。
Because these figures have absolute direct connection with Jesus' second coming.
那他特别讲到这有假先知、假基督起来，他们有个本事，行大神迹，行大奇事。
And so when the Antichrist and these false prophets comes, they will be able to do great signs and great wonders.
真有两把刷子。
And so they truly do have a few talents.
让你看的简直是瞠目结舌，非要承认他是先知，是基督。
And cause people to be in great awe and to have, can do nothing but to admit that they are the great prophets, they are the Christ.
如果主耶稣亲口这样子告诉我们的话，
so know this, that if Jesus himself tells us these things,
那这两个人物就非同什么小可了。
That means that these two figures must be very, very important.
不可同等闲而待之。
So they are not.
You have to pay special attention.对不对？所以这一件事情是一个非常要紧的事情。
So these are very, very important things.
常常有人问，你们怎么知道圣经是神的话？
So oftentimes people ask, how do you know that the Bible is the word of God?
我说圣经，我们刚刚说了，圣经有预言。
So just as we just said, because contained in the Bible, are
事情没有发生之前，他把话先说在那里，先印在白纸黑字上面。
Before these things happened, it's printed in the Bible, it's recorded.
然后到时候呢
？And then
就应验，一样，一个都跑不掉。
And these prophecies will become reality one after another, not a single one.
在旧约里面有两处讲到，这个大马士革。
And then in the Old Testament, there's two places that talk about
Damascus. 一个是在以赛亚书，一个在以西结书吧，应该是这样。
And one is in the book of Ezekiel, and the other one is in the book of Isaiah.
说这是一个古老，非常古老的城市。
And it talk about this very ancient city.
圣经我记忆里面没有提到西雅图过。
According to my memory, it hasn't mentioned about Seattle.
也没有提到台北，也没有提到北京。
Nor Taipei or Beijing.
但是圣经却提到大马士革。
But yet in the Bible it mentioned about Damascus.
是一个文化的古都。
It's a cultural old city.
负着悠久的历史。
It has a very long history.
可是两处圣经都说到，有一天，这个大马士革，哎，大马士革是什么？什么地方？
So, but then in two places in the Bible, it mentioned that one day Damascus. So let me ask you this: Where is Damascus?
讲到叙利亚，显然大家的这个地理还算有水平的。
So some people mentioned Syria. So you know your geography.
是今天叙利亚的首都。
So indeed, that is the capital of capital of country of Syria.
谁曾经要去大马士革？
Who was on his way to Damascus?
保罗,
Paul.
他得救就在那条路上得救。
So Paul was saved on his way to Damascus.
所以那是一个了不得的一个古城。
So this is it's a very great city.
可是圣经有两次说到将来有一天全毁。
But yet, in the Bible, it mentioned in two places that one day that city will be destroyed.
我上个月在纽约 Time 这个报纸就看到一个头版新闻的相片，大马士革今天的样子。
So last month in the New York Times, I saw on the front page of New York Times, they showed a picture of what Damascus looks like today.
我们家没有订那个这份报纸，没有订的。
So we don't have a subscription to the New York Times.
很稀奇，我太太到街上去买菜。
But yeah, amazingly, my wife went to for grocery shopping.
她那天居然在报摊上捞了这本免费的报纸带回来。
So she took the free copy of that the newspaper.
头一个照片。就是 Damascus 的相片。
And the headlining picture is the picture of Damascus.
我不知道他有没有注意，起码我是常常看报纸的，对这种事情就特有反应。
I'm not sure if she paid attention, but for me, because I oftentimes read newspaper, so I'm especially sensitive to these kind of things.
外面报纸很多，他怎么会挑了这个报纸？怎么会有这张相片？
There are so many different news publications she could have took. Why did she took that specific one and that featured that specific picture?
都有神的安排。
So it's all God's will in all this.
所以，那么今天我们来看这一段话的时候
，So today when we look at this passage,
我在那边思想。
So I was thinking,
主耶稣啊
，Oh Jesus,
你怎么会提醒我们说有假基督，有假先知？
Why did you thought of reminding us that there's going to be antichrist and false prophets?
那一定是什么？
That the only conclusion is
我们很容易被骗。
That we are easily misled.
对不对？如果我们不会被骗的话，主耶稣就用不着大惊小怪，讲了又讲这种事情。
Is it true? Because if we are not someone who is easily misled, then Jesus didn't have to mention again and again about this.
然后我又在想。
And then I also kept on thinking.
我说我长大到今天72岁
So since I'm 72 years old now
不敢说博广见闻
I don't claim to know everything
但是就我的记忆里头
But yet just in my memory
我读过的报纸读过的书本
Of all the books and newspaper I read
世界有多少伟大的人物
How many great figures throughout history
有孔老夫子
There's Confucius
但是没有听过假的孔老夫子
But I have never heard of a false Confucius.
佛教有释迦牟尼。
And the Buddhists believe there's Buddha.
我也没听过有假的释迦牟尼。
I have never mentioned of the false Buddha.
有谁听过？
Who heard of this term?
我请你吃饭。
So I'll treat you for dinner.
有穆罕默德。
So I'm sorry, who?
Muhammad.
Oh, there's some Muhammad.
也没有听过有假的。穆罕默德
But I never heard of false Muhammad.
对不对？有马克思，但是我也没听过有假的马克思。
There's Karl Marx, but I never heard of a false Karl Marx.
可是很稀奇。
But amazingly,
世界上就有假的基督，假的耶稣。
There's a false Christ, Antichrist.
想过这个问题没有？
So,
好，我今天让你想一想。
Just think about this.
没有 假孔子，没有假穆罕默德，没有假释迦牟尼，没有假马克思，为什么
？So there's been no false Confucius, no false Buddha, false Muhammad, false Karl Marx. Why？
为什么偏偏到今天都还闹有假的耶稣，有假的先知
？Why is it that until today we're still talking about this? There's going to be antichrist and false prophets.
什么答案
？What's the answer？
哎，冥币、假钱有没有啊？有没有假的冥币啊？我听说有，就是我在台湾才会有这种事。
So the paper money that you burn for your dead relatives, have you ever heard of
fake
counterfeit those hate his money.
我听说一个故事。
So I actually have heard this.
台湾有一个死掉的人托梦给他的儿子说，你昨天烧的这个钱是假的，我地里面不能用。
So there's this story in Taiwan that goes a deceased father in a dream appeared to his son and said, "Hey, the Hades money that you burned yesterday were counterfeit. I couldn't use it in hell."
信不信由你。
Just believe it or not.
什么东西有真的，都有假的。
So whatever that's real will have.
有价值的。
What kind of things people would create counterfeit? Usually they create
没有人要花一个那么多的本钱去伪造一个没有价值的东西。
So there's only counterfeit things for things of value. No one would go through great effort to create something of value.
有假的画。
So the arts from Ming Dynasty, there are false, there are counterfeit.
我没有讲 Ming Dynasty.
I'm sorry. 你是名画那个。
名画，有名的画。
famous painting, sorry. Famous painting, you have counterfeit famous paintings.
对吧？这个值钱有价值的东西，老名古董有人仿冒。
So only those things are of great value, like the collectible antiques, then valuable antiques, people will create counterfeit.
同意吗？
Right?
越有价值，就越有人要冒仿。
The more something is valued, the more people will try to make counterfeits for it.
所以，耶稣是真的还是假的？你自己回答。
So let me you can answer this question whether Jesus is real or not.
耶稣很清楚地告诉我们。
Jesus clearly tells us.
有许多的假先知，有许多的假基督要出来。
There will be many false prophets and many antichrists.
而且
appear. And on top of that.
在我回来之前会达到高峰。
Before my return, they will this will reach peak.
就是撒旦要用他最后的本领，把他的能力、作为、全能都给这两个人。
And Satan will give everything, all his power to these two figures.
他做的最重要的一件事就是迷惑地上的人。
And the most important thing that they will do is to mislead.People of this world.
什么叫做迷惑？
What does it mean to be misled?
就是你搞不清楚真的呢还是假的呢。
It means that you cannot discern whether something is real or fake.
你买过假货没有？
Have you ever bought a counterfeit item?
一眼看穿的你不会去买的，对吧？
So things that you could easily tell at just one glance you will not go, you will not buy.
但是你愿意去买那个假的，因为那个假的跟真的怎么样？真相啊。
And the only reason you buy a counterfeit is because it's so much like the real one, you can't tell the difference.
对，这就是耶稣要警告我们的原因，因为到那个时候要出现的那个先知也好，基督也好，跟真的简直是什么一模一样。
And that's the reason why Jesus is warning us, is because he knows that on that day, there will be the Antichrist and the false prophet that are so much like the real thing, you can't tell the difference.
除非
Unless.
除非什么
Unless what?
你是行家
Unless you're an expert.
行家听懂吗
So you know that word, expert?
Connoisseur.
Yes, you're a connoisseur.
Yeah.
More than an expert.
你是非常有研究的人。
So you're someone who truly have studied.
你才有办法在这么多的线索里头找到他的蛛丝马迹。哎，这个东西证明他是假的。
And only then will you be able to find out all these things, that tiny little details, little clues that tells you that's a fake.
同意吗？
Agree?
哎，阁下这辈子被骗过没有？
So let me ask you, have you ever been lied to or cheated?
这辈子曾经买过假货被骗的有没有？
So those who have purchased false item, counterfeit items?
那你们不举手都是很厉害的，都是行家。
So all those of you who haven't risen your hands, you're all connoisseurs, experts.
啊，对不对？你们从来没有上当受骗过。
So you've never been fell for a scam.
厉害，厉害。
So you're good.
主耶稣就说了，怎么能够鉴别
？So Jesus said, "How do you discern these antichrist.
你把刚刚我们读的这个十五节到二十二节、二十三节。
So taking the passage we just read from verse 15 to 20.
你把它切成两段。
And if you divide it into halves.
十五节到二十节是第一段。
So verse 15 to verse 20 is the first half.
然后二十一节到二十三节是第二段。
And then verse 21 to 23 is the second half.
那他们的主耶稣在这里讲两段，因为他有两个重点。
So Jesus said broke this into two parts because he wanted to emphasize two points.
对，十六节到二十节，他的重点在哪里
？And verse 16 to 20, the key point is where.
他说，凭他们的果子，就可以认出他们来。
The key point is that you will know them by their fruits.
所以他的关键词是这个果子。
And so that's the key.Fruits.
然后怎么样叫做分辨呢
And how do you discern?
他说好树结好果子坏树结坏果子这是一个律
And so that the good tree will bear good fruit, bad tree will bear bad fruit. That's just the way, that's the law, that's the principle.
对这大家都可以懂的事情、
so、everybody understands
所以他到二十节做一个小结
And so in verse 20 he summarized
他说所以凭着他们的果子就可以认出他们来
So then you will know them by their fruits.
所以这段话就告诉我们今天主耶稣说你怎么样能够分辨那个真与假的先知
And so by that we know. So Jesus said, how can you discern the Antichrist and the false prophets?
注意看他的果子
Pay attention to their fruits.
那圣经主耶稣有没有讲果子的问题
So have the Bible or the Lord Jesus ever talk aboutfruits.
你就可以发现圣经里面特别是新约
So you'll discover that especially in the New Testament
有两类的果子
There are two types of fruits.
第一类是圣灵所结的果子
The first type is the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
这是在加拉太书
This is in Galatians
chapter
5. Chapter 5.
对那边讲圣灵所结的果子
And so that talk about the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
有几个
So how many are there?
九个
or nine?
你去看英文才看得出来，中文看不出来。
So you can't quite tell from the Chinese version. You need to go read the English translation.
Fruit is singular.
So it's fruit.
对，它不是 fruits， 复数是单数的。
So it's singular. It's a fruit, not fruits.
所以那个九种 character 是那一个果子里面的九个。Element, 它里面的元素。
So the nine characters are but they are part of that single fruit.
对，也就是说，这个果子要么没有，要生出来就一定有什么九种元素在里头。
In other words, either this fruit doesn't exist, or if it exists, it must contain these nine elements, if you will.
那今天我们不去细细的讲这个九个果子，你自己回家。把加拉太书第五章打开来看就行了。
So we'll not go into details, but you can go home and read chapter 5 of Galatians.
但是不管怎么样，这个果子是圣灵在我们的生命中结出来的。
Regardless, so this fruit is born from the Holy Spirit in our lives.
这是我们本来没有的。
It's something that we ourselves do not have.
但是自从我们信主了
，But ever since we become a believer,
我们从主得到一个什么？
We received what from the Lord?
新的生命
A new life.
这个生命是谁的生命
And this new life, whose life does it belong to?
哎，我的两位、三位学生，你们
My students.
夏令会的时候听了我的课的。
So you heard my lessons.
还记得吗
Do you still remember?
这个生命是谁的生命
So this life, whose life is this?
是爸爸妈妈给我们的那个生命吗
？Is it the life that our parents gave us？
不是
，No，
那个生命是老亚当的生命。
That life is the life of old Adam。
还是自私的
，It's still very
有一大堆犯罪的倾向的
，Very selfish and still full of sin。
这里有一个生命
，But here there's this life，
是神儿子耶稣基督的生命。
That's the life of the Son。Of God, our Lord Jesus.
所以圣经叫这件事叫做重生，有没有 ？Born again.
So that's why the Bible calls this born again.
从圣灵生。
So this born again is the whole the spiritual.
你我就要从那个圣灵得着这个 主的神儿子的生命。
And so from the Holy Spirit, we receive this life from the Son of God.
哎，我们中间有多少农民啊？种
土，每年要
种菜的。
Our peasants.
有这么几个农民啊。
You work in your garden.
你在地上你会去每年下种，去买苗来种。
So on this earth, every year you buy the seeds and till the earth and to sow the seeds.
你盼望得什么？
What is your hope?
啊？的果子啊。
Is your hope that they will bear fruit?
我家每年种三颗葡萄，番茄，对吧？
So in my house, every year I plant three tomato plants.
每年都结，今年连影子都没有。
Every year it bore fruit, but this year there's not a single sign of the tomatoes.
再不结果子，我把它砍掉。
And if it doesn't bear fruit soon, I will cut it down.
我去年种了一个果子。
So last year I planted this fruit.
叫做东西瓜。
It's called
啊，
东西瓜。
East West melon.
Okay, it's called East West melon.
什么意思？
What does it mean?
外面看起来像西瓜。
Because outwardly it looked like a watermelon.
啊哈，切开来里面是冬瓜的样子。
But if you cut it open, it looked like the Easter melon, I guess.
哎，我从来没有看过那样。
So I've never seen this.
是北京的一个姐妹送我的。
So it was a gift from a sister from Beijing.
整个种了一个夏天，长出来的就一个瓜，没有了，就这么一个。
So it grew the whole entire summer and it produced just one single melon.
对，很好吃。
It's pretty good. It tastes pretty good.
如果多的话，就可以。今年我又种了，但是我看还是这么一点点。
So I planted the seed again this year, but it still is about yay big.
那所以什么样的生命就自然而然结什么样的果子，这是我们大家都应该懂的。
So whatever kind of life will bear the same kind of fruit, and this is a principle we know.
所以主耶稣在这里说。
And that's why our Lord Jesus.
你今天要去看一个人，他到底是一个真基督徒还是假基督徒，到底是个真先知还是假先知。
So today, if you were to see a person and discern whether that they are a true Christian or false Christian, or a true prophet or false prophet,
什么决定？
How do you decide? What determines that?
照主的话吧。
And according to the Lord's words,
生命决定一切。
Their life determines everything.
你是西瓜的生命，你长出来就是什么？西瓜。
If it's the life of watermelon, you'll bear a watermelon.
你是苹果呢？
If you're an apple tree,
一定结苹果，不会，
you'll bear apple.
不会变的。
It will not change.
那如果你是老亚当长的呢？
If you are born of old Adam,
那出来的都是老亚当的玩意儿。
Then what you have is life of old Adam.
但是如果你得到的是主耶稣的生命呢？
But yet, if you receive the life of our Lord Jesus,
你应该出来就是什么？圣灵所结的果子，对吧？
You should bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
没有问题吧？
Right, no questions, right?
所以这是他第一个给我们的秘密，就是看果子决定。
And that's the first secret he shares with us is that to see their fruit.
那一种果子，圣经里面一种果子是生命的果子，圣灵所结的。
So in the Bible, it mentioned one type of fruit, and that's the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
还有一个果子。
And there's another type of fruit.
就是做工的果子。
And it's the fruit of the work.
保罗对罗马的教会说。
So Paul spoke to the church in
Rome. 我要到你们那里去传主的福音。
So I shall go among you to share the gospel.
我盼望在你们中间得着一些什么果子。
It's my hope to receive among you some fruits.
那也就是传福音叫人得救，这是工作的果子。
And in other words, that when you share the gospel, you have people who are saved, and that's the work. That's the fruit of work.
所以这是我们在圣经里面可以看到的这个关于什么叫做果子，好果子。是怎么来理解的。
And so that's what's shared to us from the Bible is how do we understand what is considered as a good fruit.
好，它的第二个段。
And so the second part.
从二十一节到二十三节。
From verse 21 to 23.
那又有一点不一样。
And it's a little bit different.
他怎么说的呢？
What do they say?
他说凡称呼我主啊主啊的人不能进天国。
It says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven.
哎，我刚刚讲的对还是错？
So let me ask you, is what I just said correct or wrong?
对还是错？我刚刚讲的。
What I just said, is it right
or
wrong?
哦，有人耳朵好啊。
Some people are very, has great, very, very good hearing.
注意啊，卖假货的就是差一个字，你就跟着他跑。
So pay attention, those who sell counterfeit stuff, it's different only by maybe just a word.
凡称呼我主啊主的人不能进天国，这对还是错？
It says not,
错在哪里？ 好，我漏掉一个字，都。都什么意思？就是你一直呼主啊，这样主啊那样的人。
So what it means is that those people who says Lord, Lord,
有的是真的，有的呢只是讲一讲而已。
There are some who are for real and some are just paying lip service.
对，对啊，有其名而无其实。
And so people are just saying it, but that their hearts don't believe.
那他这个假的、假冒的、假冒到什么程度呢
？So these counterfeits.
那耶稣就讲了很实际了。
How deeply do they go down with the counterfeit?
当日必有很多的人对我说，当日是指的主耶稣第二次回来的时候。
And so many will say to me on that day. So that day refers to the day of Jesus' second coming.
他们说什么
？What did they say?
主啊，我奉你的名传道。
And so, Lord, prophesize in your name.
好不好啊?
Isn't it great?
哇,今天如果你能看到一个很有口才的一个传道人,他是奉主耶稣的名讲一篇声势动人的道,大家都很高兴。
So, for example, like today, if you hear a very excellent sermon from an open preacher, everyone feel good.
这个人有没有本事?
Do you feel that this person has that great ability? He has great talent.
他不但有这一招，还有第二招。
But not only that, but they also have the second talent.
奉你的名怎么样？赶鬼。
It has driven out demons, cast out demons in your name.
那如果我们在这里讲完道，下面第二堂赶鬼大会。
So if we finish our message here today, the next gathering is about casting out demons.
那有很多人又来请我赶鬼了。
So I'm sure a lot of people will invite me to go and cast out demons.
这一招也相当不简单咯。
So that's also quite a talent.
能够赶鬼。
So you're able to cast out demons.
第三。
Third.
还能够怎么样？靠奉你的名行异能。
They can also perform miracles in his name.
你眼睛瞎了，我给你祷告，你就看见了。
So if you're blind, I'll pray for you, and now you're able to see.
你瘸腿，走路不方便，我给你一祷告，拐杖也不要了。
If you have difficulty walking, I'll pray for you, and then you don't even need your crutches.
好，如果一个人有这三个本事
，So if someone has all these three talents,
请问
，Let me ask you this:
是小传道呢，还是大传道
？Are they just a little preacher, or the great preacher?
就不是这么脚毛三只坐在这里喽，要爆棚的。
So probably at that time, then it won't be just if some scatter people here. They'll probably be sold out seats.
对吧？你们都没有反应啊。
There's no response.
我参加过这种聚会的。
So I have attended these type of gatherings.
那真是叫做人山人海啊。
It's truly as the saying goes, people.People mountain, people sea.
对，谁不喜欢有病得医治？谁不喜欢这个被鬼附了能够人家听你赶鬼？谁不喜欢听一篇动听的讲道
？Who doesn't like hearing this wonderful sermon? Who doesn't like to have the demons cast out from them if they are, or who doesn't like to have miracles performed on them?
所以。很自然的，人的反应是非常积极的。
So naturally, the human response is very proactive.
他无论到哪里，都有一大群的粉丝跟着他。
So no matter where this preacher will go, there will be a big group of fans following him.
对。所以，这就是耶稣所说的真假怎么样难分。
And this is what Jesus was talking about. That you cannot discern whether they're true.
今天我们基督徒心目中的那些伟大的圣功，讲道、医病、赶鬼，这些都是大家都很佩服的一个好传道人的标记。
So today, the when Christians, when we talk about a good preacher, a great preacher, it always around it's always about whether their ability to give good sermons or cast out demons or perform miracles.
但是主说什么?
But yet the Lord says,
啊,
what do you say?
我从来不认识你们, 这是第一个 surprise.
So, but what he said was that.
23节
And I will declare to him, I never knew you. So that's the first surprise.
第二个 surprise.
So second surprise.
啊，他说你是作恶的，离开我去吧。
Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
你有没有想过
？Have you ever thought about this?
传道可以作恶
，So
医病可以作恶，赶鬼也可以作恶。你不是吓坏了？这大大还得了？
Thought about this, that you could preach or heal the sick or casting demons, that could be considered practicing lawlessness.
你不要说你三个本事都有，你只要有一个。
Let's not say that you have all three of these talents. Let's say you just one of these abilities.
你有一天耶稣回来了，你见他。
And then one day Jesus returns and you come see him.
你心里面想主耶稣应该对你说什么？
In your heart, you think that, you imagine that Jesus would say to you, what would he would say to you?
忠心良善的仆人，跟我一起享受快乐吧。
You imagine he'll say, good and faithful servant, come and enjoy this with me, right?
你这样劳苦的传道，劳苦的医病，劳苦的赶鬼，你总是盼望有一天你见主的时候，主可以说忠心良善的仆人，你说这下值了，值了，值了，值了。
So you work so hard on preaching and healing the sick or casting out demons. So it's your hope that one day when Jesus will say to you, good and faithful servant, and that day you'll feel, oh, this is all worth it.
你绝对不会想到主会对你说，第一，我不认识你；第二，作恶，那你不是当场怎么样？昏倒在地嘛，对吧？
The last thing that you ever imagined that the Lord would say to you that I never knew you, and secondly, depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. So if that's the case, then imagine probably you'll faint.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，So dear brothers and sisters,
这个真与假
，this the false and truth,
到什么地步
？What how deep does it go?
你自己
，it goes
都受骗了。
How completely does the deception goes is that to a point where you yourself could be deceived.
我们平常说你骗人是一回事，你不要骗自己。就是今天居然骗到一个地步，连你自己都深信不疑。
We oftentimes say that it's okay if you lie to others, but don't lie to yourself. But this is what this is talking about is that you lie so much to a point that even you yourself believe wholeheartedly your own lies.
所以马克思这句话还是对的，我常常这样想。
So oftentimes I think that Karl Marx did what he said is true. What he said.
宗教是人民的鸦片。
So the religion is the opium of the people.
什么叫鸦片
？So what's opium?
就是你本来很痛，吃了这个玩意儿就怎么样，舒服了。
So you may be suffering.
就忘了。
So you may be suffering from pain, and then you take the opium, and then you forget about your
pain. 但是你的病根子解决了没有
？But yet.The root of your sickness had never been healed.
你只是用鸦片，用这个止痛剂，把你的痛暂时的麻木了。
So you're only using opium to temporarily relieve yourself of the pain.
今天撒旦迷惑地上的人，一个很大的手法，就是用宗教让你觉得万事搞定。
And so one of the biggest tricks that Satan did to the people on this earth is to use religion to deceive ourselves to think that everything is okay.
听得懂吗？
Do you understand this?
撒旦投其所好。
So Satan is using our desires to trick us.
对。你要什么，他就给你什么。
Whatever what we thought we wanted, what we seek, he will give those to us.
前两天，美国的国防部长访问中国大陆。
So two days ago, the Secretary of Defense from the U.S. visit China.
你知道，除了他见了习近平之外
，So he's met with President Xi.
中共怎么高规格款待他？
So how did the Chinese government treat him?
有人知道吗
？Anybody know?
一大堆美女。
So they have this group of beautiful women to greet him.
啊，欢迎他。
To welcome him.
所以偷人，撒旦知道人喜欢什么。
So Satan knows what man likes.
就投其所好。
And give that to him.
把你打垮
，in order to destroy you。
这是啊，从古到今撒旦用的不变的伎俩。
And that is the strategy that Satan has been using ever since from the ancient times.
所以这个地 第一类从果子来看是还算比较容易，因为果子是不能骗人的，对吧？
So the first type, it's relatively easy to discern because it's, we discern through the fruits.
Fruit.
Today there's also false fruits.
第二类呢?
So the second type.
你就很难了。
It's hard, it's much harder.
对吧?
Right?
这第二类的问题你很难去分辨，连他自己本人都没搞清楚。
It's so hard to discern the second type because even the person himself may not be able to discern.
他一直以为他在侍奉神。
He may think that he's serving God.
而且大发热心。
And he's very fervent about it.
在圣经里面哪一个人是这个样子的?
So who is like that?
啊，就是保罗的前身，他是扫罗。
So Saul, who
Paul
used to be called,
为着他的宗教大发热心。
So he was very zealous for his religion.
直到在那个大马色去大马色的路上被神的大光打倒，他从恍然大悟。
Until he was struck down by the great light from God, while he was on his way to Damascus.
好，那么在这一段话里头，关键词是什么？能够分辨真与假。
So here in the second part, what's the key word here that's used that can be used to discern what's real and what's fake?
如果称呼我主啊主啊的人不能都进天国，那也就是说有人进了天国，有人不能进天国。
So it's true that not every single one who calls me Lord, Lord can enter into the kingdom of heaven. That means there are some who can and some who can't.
称呼我主啊主啊，而且做了圣工，传道医病赶鬼，也不能都进天国。到底谁能进天国呢？
On top of that, not only do you call Lord, Lord, but you're also able to prophesy, to cast out demons, to perform miracles. And even those people are not guaranteed every single one can go enter into heavenly kingdom. Who can?
钥匙是什么？
What's the key?
啊，遵行我天父是吗？旨意。
And the key is that those who do according to my heavenly Father's will.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
so dear brothers and sisters,
对于神来讲，
so to God,
信耶稣好不好？
Is it good to believe in Jesus?
很好，
it's good,
对不对？ It's 我们的罪可以得赦免，
our sins could be forgiven,
我们可以有喜乐，
and we have joy,
我们有平安，
we have peace,
有神的祝福，
and have blessing from God.
所以我们来信耶稣的，
and so that's why we come to believe in
Jesus. 但是，
but
你即使为他传道医病赶鬼，
even if you preach and cast out demons and perform miracles,
而且都是用主耶稣的名字来做的，
and also you did this in the name of the Lord,
主居然可以对我们说，第一我不认识你，第二你是作恶的。
But yet the Lord can still say to you, first, I never knew you, and second, depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.
所以你就知道有一样东西比你仅仅信耶稣还要重要。
So you know from this that there is one thing that's even more important than just believing in Jesus.
注意啊，我不是在讲异端啊。你说信耶稣没有用，那你要……那我没有这个，我没有这样意思讲。我说你信耶稣是好，感谢赞美主。
I'm saying that it's good that you believe in Jesus. Praise the Lord.
但是你要在主的面前得他的奖赏，得他的称许，不是因为你信了耶稣就可以了。
But if you want to receive his reward before him, it's not just as simple as simply believe in Jesus.
那个关键是什么？
The key lies
就是你信了耶稣以后，
in that after you believe in Jesus,
有没有照着他的什么行？
Whether you have performed to do according to the Father's will.
换而言之，
in other words,
神打发他的儿子到地上来救我们。
God sent forth his son onto this earth to save us.
他解决我们罪的问题，这是毫无疑问的事。
So through that, he dissolved us of the problem with our sins. So that's unquestionable.
但是，
but,
你的罪被赦免以后，你有没有第一明白他为什么救你？
After your sins were forgiven, first of all, do you truly understand why he did this?
他要在你身上得着什么？
And what is he trying to get from you?
这是关键问题。
That's the key.
也就是说，
In other words,
神是因着他的旨意才创造这万有的。
God created everything according to his will.
哎，我在课里面跟你们讲过，你们记得吗？
So、
哪一节圣经
in my class,
讲这个啊？神因为万 因着万有都是因着他的旨意被造而有的。
So I share with you in this class you took that everything is created because of God's will.
记得吗
？Remember?
啊，这是启示录第三章的一句，第四章的一句很重要的话。
So this is a very important phrase in chapter 4 of book of Revelation.
宣告在整个的宇宙还没有产生以前，神已经有一个什么旨意。
And the declaration is that even before the existence of this universe,
根据那个旨意,
God had this will.
他创造万有。
And according to that will, he created
根据那个旨意,
And according to that will,
他造了你, 他造了我。
He created you and I.
换言之,
In other words,
那个时候有没有罪啊?
In that time, is there,
没有罪啊。
Does sin exist?
No, 那个时候根本没有魔鬼, 没有罪的问题。
There's no Satan and there's no matter of sin.
但是已经有什么了?
But
有神的旨意了。
Has the will of God.
他在那个什么都没有的情况之下，根据于他的旨意，他创造万有。
And when there was nothing, according to his will, he created everything.
只是罪与撒旦是后来的事情。
So sin, the matter of Satan and sin, that comes after.
撒旦是想要得着神的地位。
Satan wants to have the same level of place
他自己要做神
as God. He wants to be God.
所以他对坠落，所以他才有带进了罪的问题。
And so that's why he was fallen, and that's why he brought also into this earth.
后来又创造了男，创造了女，也盼望他们能够体谅什么是神的旨意。
And God created man and woman in hopes that they could understand what the God's will is.
但是人没有听神的话，听了鬼话。
Man didn't listen to God's word, but rather listened to Satan.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，So dear brothers and sisters,
你我今天得救，感谢主。
You and I were saved today, praise the Lord.
但是那不是一切。
But that is not everything.
打瞌睡的人现在一定要把耳朵竖起来听了。
So those of you who are slumbering, who are asleep, falling asleep,
得救不是一切。
So salvation is not everything.
信耶稣不下地狱上天堂不是一切。
So believe in Lord Jesus so you don't have to go to hell and you can go to heaven. That's not everything.
传道医病赶鬼也不是一切。
Preaching the message or casting out demons and doing miracles, that's not everything.
今天有一个教派。
So today there's this branch.
他们那边喊一个口号。
There's this motto that they
我们要传福音。
They say, we will
preach. 要从耶路撒冷传到哪里
from Jerusalem all the way out to some place.
回耶路撒冷。
From Jerusalem all the way
around. 听起来很动人。
So it sounds
有成千上万的人跟随这个归回耶路撒冷运动。
There are tens of thousands who joined this movement of returning to Jerusalem.
请问传福音好不好？
So let me ask you, isn't it great to, is it good to preach the message?
传回耶路撒冷，你有这个本事吗？
So preaching the gospel back to Jerusalem, do you have the ability?
圣经有根据吗？
So is it aligned, does the Bible mention this?
没有。是人的热心，人的聪明，想出来的一个口号。
It's something, it's a model that the man thought of.
可是基督徒就傻傻地跟上去了。
But yet, a lot of Christians just blindly followed it.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
So dear brothers and sisters,
基督徒是很好骗的。
Christians are very easily misled.
我们真是羊啊。
We're just like a lamb.
只要那个领头羊带着头往前冲, 后面就一批傻里傻气的羊怎么样? 在后面跟着。
We're indeed just like sheep. So as long as the leading sheep goes the direction, every other sheep will just follow him.
所以我们中文圣经翻迷惑，英文圣经不是 confused, 是翻 misled.
So that's why in the English translation, the word misled is used.
Misled 你要怎么翻啊？误导啊。
So
就是瞎子领瞎子一同怎么样？掉在坑里啊，误导啊。
It's like the blind leading the blind, and everyone will fall.
来来来，要圣灵充满。
Come, the Holy Spirit fills you.
我给你们按手。
Let me press my hand.
你们就会讲方言。
And then you will
speak
in tongues.
这就是圣灵充满。
And that means you're filled by the
Spirit. 不过瘾，每天晚上来。
If
我开奉献布道大会。
Come every night. And
我一按手，你们就倒。
And then I'll press my hand.
地上就哇啦哇啦哇啦鬼叫。
And then you speak in some sort of.
有的叫的像狗，有的叫的像猫，有的像乱七八糟。说这就是圣灵充满了。
And just everything you could think of.
哎，居然有几千万的人都在那跟着搞这些鬼花样。
But yet there's hundreds of thousands of people who follow this.
太好骗了。
They're so easily misled.
我只要有口才，我能够行异能，我能够赶鬼，就有一大堆人跟着我跑。
If I have the eloquence and if I could perform miracles and if I could cast out demons, there will be a whole group of people following.
全都是叫做瞎子领瞎子，定到掉到坑里去。
So this is all just the blind leading and blind eventually end up in a pit.
那这个点它的重点是什么？
So here, this passage, this part, the key is
唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
So the key part of this part, the second part is that he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven are the only one.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这个旨意是整个的关键。
So dear brothers and sisters, so this will is the key.
圣经称这个叫做神永远的旨意。
And so this is the eternal will of God.
你必须知道。
You have to know this.
你只要是得救了。
So if you're saved.
你只要是一个人。
If you're a man.
你有一个义务，就是要找出来什么是神永远的旨意。
And it is your duty to find out what is the will of God.
那什么叫做成功的人生？
So what is a successful life?
不是你赚了多少钱。
It's not how much money you made.
不是你是不是做了哪个公司的 CEO.
It's not whether you made it to be a CEO or
或者什么什么政府的什么什么长。
Or a certain high level ranking or high ranking official in the government.
或者什么统，对吧？什么总统。
Or a certain whatever president.
这对神来讲，根本不是他要的目的。
And none of this is what God wanted.
他要的目的就是说。我自从造了你救了你以后
what he wants is that ever since I saved you
你有没有遵行我的旨意
have you obeyed my will
这是最后的叫做什么 bottom line
and so that's the bottom line of the whole thing
这是整个最后的终局底线
and that's where the end is
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
so dear brothers and sisters
我在这里不是跟你们泛泛而谈了
So I'm not just saying these things to you.
我是讲我们要建主的时候，这一切都是要向神怎么样交代的。
I'm saying that when we see the Lord, everything, all of this, we have to face the Lord with all of this.
Hold accountable.
We're being held accountable for all of
this. 所以你虽然得救了，感谢赞美主，这是要好好谢谢神的事情。
So you're saved. That's indeed praise the Lord. That's something you do need to give thanks for.
但是你得救之后
，However.
你有没有遵行天父的旨意？这是每一个人要回答的问题。
After you've been saved, whether you have truly obeyed the will of the Heavenly Father, that is something that you need to answer for.
不然主会对你说：“我根本什么不认识你，你是作恶的。”
Otherwise, the Lord will say to you, "I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness."
这不是开玩笑的。
And this is not a joke.
啊，盼望今天这篇信息。能够把这一个点放在我们每一个人的心里。
I hope that this message can be placed inside every one of our hearts.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
亲爱的主
，Dear Lord，
我们感谢赞美你。
We want praise and thank you.
你因着你的旨意创造万有。
According to your will, you created everything.
你也因着你的旨意造男造女。
And also according to your will, you created man and woman.
你要人来执行你的旨意。
You want man to execute your will.
而且你教导你的门徒
And you also teach your disciples.
祷告
To pray.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
That your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
主啊，我们信主那么多年了。
Lord, we have become a Christian, a believer for so many years.
我们对你的旨意视之而不知。
We seem to know and also seem to not know truly what your will is.
我们对你的旨意是迷迷糊糊的。
And we're not quite completely sure.
以至于我们这一生也就在迷迷糊糊里面跟这个世界的人差不了太多。
And that causes us to live out our life also in this half understanding, and so that our life is no different than people of this world.
求你赦免我们。
Please forgive us.
我们对这个点没有执着。
And we haven't held fast onto this point.
但愿今天你借着你的话。点醒我们
and today through your words may remind us
开我们心中的眼睛
and open the eyes of our hearts
如果里面昏暗我们全身就没有光
and if it's dark inside of us then our whole body is in darkness
让我们的眼睛是嘹亮的
may our eyes be bright
让我们对你是单纯的。
May we be pure toward you.
这样你自己的旨意就向我们能够越开 越显越明。
And only then your will be revealed to us in clearer and clearer vision.
叫我们的人生有方向。
So that we have a direction in our life.
叫我们每天所结的果子有永远的价值。
And so that the fruit that we bear each and every day have eternal value.
到那一天你回来之前。
And so on that day before your second coming.
那个假基督假先知真正出现在这个世界的舞台。
And that Antichrist, the false prophet, shows up on the world stage.
你说连选民都迷惑了。
And you yourself said that even the chosen one will be misled.
求你保守我们。
Please help us.
我们不被迷惑。
So that we may not be misled.
我们永远跟从我们的基督。我们的君王
and we will always follow our Christ and our King.
因为耶稣基督来就是照着天父的旨意而行
For our Lord Jesus came in accordance to the will of the Heavenly Father.
主今天叫我们跟随他
So today we follow him.
主啊让我们全心全意地跟随你
Lord may we follow you with all of our hearts and will.
我们不再走这个世界的死路一条
So we no longer walk this path that leads to death on earth.
听我们的祷告
Please hear our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督得胜的名。
We pray in Jesus' victorious name.
Amen.
谢谢。